We've got Lindsay from Belleville on the line. Lindsay, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I am wonderful. So, did you hear the cheat sheet at 4:15 on Friday?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay, that's fine, but every day I do give out two free answers. I still think you're going to do okay. Now, I picked a subject I know Steph is going to hate, but I kind of had to because of today. Today is President's Day, so all the questions are about presidents.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Are you not good at... Are you not good
at all? Okay, I'll do the best I can.
How good are you at fifth grade history?
Probably. Horrible.
Oh, we'll see about that. Okay, just try your best. Question number one. This president boasted that he could not tell a lie. What president is that? I cannot.
Trump.
What's it? Say that again?
Trump.
I'm sure he said that, but no, that is that. We're going Washington on that one.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So.
I really don't know.
I'll give you a hint. None of these will have anything to do with current presidents. We'll stay away. We'll stay away from that bee's nest. All right. Question number two. This president wanted you to ask not what your country could do for you, but what you can do for your country. What president?
Nixon.
Ooh, he was around Nixon time? No. Okay. Question number three. This president was in office and put himself alongside Washington, Lincoln, and Jefferson on Mount Rushmore. Who was it? Who else is on Mount Rushmore? You got Washington, you got Lincoln, you got Jefferson, and who?
Roosevelt.
There you go.
Yay,
yeah, three of the greatest presidents ever, and then Roosevelt. Yes, they did amazing things, and he was in office. All right, so question number four. It was rumored that as a young man in Illinois, he walked 2 miles to return a penny to a woman. What president was that? In Illinois. That should be a hint.
Abraham
Lincoln. There you go. Let's see if you can get three. All right, this third president is the author of the Declaration of Independence. Third president.
I don't know.
Also on Mount Rushmore, to give you a hint.
We just talked about him.
Yep. Anything?
I'll just say Lincoln.
I know it was on the tip of your tongue. I know it was. All right. I don't think Steph's going to do any better, so I think you still have a shot. Steph, come on in here. My questions might be hard today. I know you're going to hate them, and I did it on purpose. Trying to give Lindsay a chance. Okay. She didn't hear the cheat sheet, though, and I think that really would have helped. So today is President's Day.
Oh, no!
So all my questions are about presidents.
Darn it.
Okay.
How did Lindsay do?
She got two.
Okay.
Yeah, she
probably
tried her
what
best.
I'm going to do, man.
She tried her best. These are all, if you graduated fifth grade, you should know these. I didn't even really have to Google these.
Don't make us feel worse.
I'm going to.
Okay.
Okay, question number one. This president boasted he could not tell a lie.
Is that Washington? I'm between two of them.
She said Trump.
Oh, that's funny, Lindsay.
Question number two. This president wanted you to ask not what your country could do for you, but what you can do for your country.
Oh, that's such an iconic line.
Yeah.
Is that Roosevelt?
Oh. No, that's JFK.
Darn it. Okay.
All right, question number three. It's one wrong, one right. So she got this one right. This president was in office and put himself alongside Washington, Lincoln, and Jefferson on Mount Rushmore.
Well, there's Roosevelt.
There we go. Old teddy bear.
I'm so upset on our big road trip across America when I moved back home to Wisconsin. It was too foggy that day.
Really?
We could not see Mount Rushmore. I still have that on my bucket list.
Always wanted to go see that. I like big sculptures. Yeah. It was rumored that as a young man in Illinois, I pronounce the S, he walked 2 miles to return a penny to a woman. Who was it?
That's Honest Abe. Okay,
there we go.
Yep,
she got that one right as well. So she got this one wrong. So right now, looks like 1, 2, yeah, you got 3. You already beat her, but let's see if you can get 4, Steph, all right?
Okay.
All right, this third president is the author of the Declaration of Independence.
The author of the Declaration of Independence is Jefferson?
Oh, look at the big brain on Peters over here.
Okay,
Wow, nice job. I tried my best to give it to you because I know that Steph hates those kind of questions. She wants me just to go with pop culture, which right now it's all either about the current president or the royals, and I can only write something in the question about them.
You know what I'm going to do today, too? I'm
going to
post this in a little bit on our website and on social media. You should quiz all your friends and your kids and make sure they know these these five answers, right? This is a good. That was good. I'll give you that for President's Day.
Thank you very much. Big round of applause to me. But, Lindsay, you tried your best. We can't give you any money. You do need to say, hi, my name is Lindsay from Belleville, and I can't beat Steph.
Hi, my name is Lindsay from Belleville, and I can't beat Steph.
But you did a great job, and we appreciate you. And $5 more onto the total. Going to roll it on over till tomorrow. Can't beat Steph, presented by St. Vincent de Paul.